Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, help you start, run, and grow a business, including the body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the years. You can find all that right there, too, as well as on his website, chiefhomeofficer.com. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. That's the place.
And by the way, folks, when you're at my website, subscribe to my newsletter if you don't mind. It's free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. And also, don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Hey, Jeff, one of the things we in the previous segment we were talking about the curve, what you call the curve, what I'm calling, you know, trending, tracking trends, as our good friend Gerald Celente would call it. One of the things that, and as we went to the break, I was saying that not only do you have to see why people aren't coming in your door. If you have a traditional business, you have to ramp up that pace, ramp up your activity there and do a better job of that. But you also have to make sure that you have the technology that more and more people are looking for, the online connectivity capability. And I just think that there's virtually no business of any size that's going to be able to avoid having an online presence, some online capability, and survive without it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I agree. I think that there's so many businesses that if you think about, for example, and I always go back to the trades, because the trades in the home office sector, the trades are the fastest growing and the largest single sector. So contractors, plumbers, electricians, they do their work out in the field, but they do their business and bookkeeping and appointment keeping from home. They don't really need a big office unless they grow and bring people in. So even if you think, I'm just a contractor, I'm just, you know, and I go by word of mouth, well, it's not always word of mouth. People are looking for you. People are going online. People, they need a plumber, and they need a plumber now. You know, they're going to go, many people increasingly are going to go online and do a search for, you know, plumber, Fort Lauderdale, mm-hmm. Florida. And, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe even throw in their zip code to find someone even a little bit closer.
Local search is huge. It's getting bigger.
Local search is huge. And you may think, I don't need a website. In that instance, you may not need a website. Okay, but you need to know that you're online. You need to know that you are
a web presence of some kind. And I'll tell you something else, Jeff. Just being listed in the community listing is not enough, because I found those. I've gone. You and I both have gone to those, and they just don't do a good enough job. You need to have your own website, even if it's simply your name, your address, the phone number, how to get to the directions to how you get there, and we sell socks. I mean, even if it's, if that's all it says, we sell socks. You know,
exactly.
Just something. So if I'm looking for socks, I can do the local search and then see how to get to you. It could be that simple, but you're not going to be able, in my opinion, every day that goes by, you're going to be farther away from being able to survive without some kind of an online presence. And frankly, every day that goes by after that, you're going to have to do a little bit more.
When we talk about trends are no longer just the online presence. I mean, just the website, as it were. Trends are social media. Trends are you send out an e-zine every Sunday. You don't need to do that. I mean, you don't need. I'm not saying you don't need to, but someone doesn't need to as a business. But there's nothing wrong with doing it. If you're intimidated by the web, all I can say is get over it. Because you're intimidated by the web, the dinosaurs apparently were intimidated by volcanic ash.
Right.
Or whatever the case may have been. And look what happened.
That asteroid. Well, you know, the other thing, the other trend, and this is something I've been talking quite a lot about lately, Jeff, is mobile.
Right.
Look, watch what people are doing, folks. If you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone so you can load an app on there and see how cool those apps, and all of a sudden come to the realization, whoa, if I like this, my customers are going to like this. Look at what my big box competitors are offering. And here's the good news, Jeff. Regular small business owners can have their own mobile app without spending a lot of money. In fact, in some cases, we've introduced them to people on this show who will do it for you for almost for free.
Right.
And all that mobile app does is make the information fit in a little bitty screen and tells the people that you sell socks.
Right.
Tells the visitor, the person requesting the information, that you sell socks, and here's your phone number, and here, click on this. You can literally click on the phone number, and there a call is made. I mean, that it could be that simple, Jeff.
And that's all it needs to be. But you need to know about it. You need to think about it. You need to give an idea, you know, have the thinking. You need to be back to the point of the conversation, looking ahead. You need to be Wayne Gretzky saying, where is my business, which in his case was a 3-inch chunk of frozen rubber, you know, in your business, maybe whatever it is, but where is that business going? And it may be you take some time again to look at your books, to talk to your accountant to see what the trends are, to read your industry trade journals, to go to associations, you know, association meetings, to go to a trade show and see what some of the things are so you can offer the next product, the latest product out there, so you can know what your competitors probably are doing. You should be visiting their websites, too, and see what they're up to. Mm-hmm. You should be asking all the questions. You should be talking to your customers. What do you need? You know, what do you see unfolding? Listen to them as they tell you. Mm-hmm. Listen to them as they ask you, I need X. Do you offer it? Oh, I'm not offering. Yes, I offer that, you know? I mean, you have to be prepared to offer these things and be prepared to be in that space in the future, because if you don't, if you won't, someone will, and there goes your cheese.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. They can find your books there, too, can't they, Jeff, and all the things
you
do.
Absolutely. All my content is available online.
And your newsletter and your blog and all that stuff is there. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's great, Jim. Thank you again for having me. And stay warm and, you know, beware those frozen links.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Jeff. See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.